the recruiting funnel from prospect to scholarship. This is the Recruiting Funnel in 15 minutes. And it is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 122. Welcome to a live video, Facebook Live, as we record this episode of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fugler, athletic scholarship coach. I'm an author, a speaker, the CEO of RecruitMe, and I love helping athletes and parents navigate this recruiting road all the way to an athletic scholarship. If you'd like more information, go to my website, recruitme.com. That's recruit-me.com. And check out, in fact, the new RecruitMe system. It's like RecruitMe 3.0. And you get that at recruitme.com/system. A couple weeks ago, finished up a seven-day series on the recruiting funnel from prospect to scholarship. And if you went back and listened to all those, you had about 2 hours worth of content. And I don't know if you have 2 hours to spend on that. It goes into detail. So what I thought I would do in this episode, as promised, I'm going to condense that into 15 minutes. Now, I haven't started the clock yet. The intro doesn't count. I'm going to get it down to 15 minutes. We're going to take you through all the phases of the recruiting funnel. First of all, let me say that a recruiting funnel is something that has been going on for a long time. You may not have noticed it. If you're an athlete, when you jump into that funnel, you're in the pool with a lot of other recruited athletes. There are thousands and thousands of athletes who want to get athletic scholarships. When you jump into that funnel, there's a lot of you. And at the end of that funnel, only a select few get athletic scholarships, but more athletes than you might think. Compared to the number that jump in and get started in the process, few receive athletic scholarships. But I believe that every talented athlete who can compete at the next level can receive some sort of athletic scholarship. And you got to keep your eyes wide open. That's why we're going through the recruiting funnel to answer that question for you, to lead you through the process. I got an email just recently. It was really heartwarming because it came from Michael. I've been working with his daughter on their whole scholarship journey. She's pretty young. She, as a standout freshman athlete, Michael says, who was having trouble deciding on which sport to pursue in college, she decided. After a stellar season in outdoor track, she made her decision and chose track. So that would have been last spring. A few weeks ago, now in her sophomore year, we began reaching out to colleges using your athletic profile and introduction email templates. And he's got the RecruitMe system. And we're going to be talking about that as part of the funnel. We've received a lot of positive reactions, and especially from a handful of D1 programs who seem to be genuinely interested in her potential. Well, Michael, keep us updated. She's just at the beginning, and we're looking forward to hearing how that turns out, but you're on the right track. And we're going to be talking about those initial documents that Michael was referring to in the recruiting funnel. Again, if you need to contact me, it's John, J-O-N, at recruitme.com. Let's get into the recruiting funnel. Now we're going to start the 15 minutes. I got my watch here. And ready, set, go. The gun goes off and let's hit the recruiting funnel in 15 minutes. I mentioned you got to realize there is a recruiting funnel. And the first thing you want to do in this funnel is get on the radar. That's the biggest problem that families are having and athletes just getting on the radar to begin with. I mentioned in the podcast series that there's a family from Florida that they said that it's definitely essential for players and parents to realize that colleges don't know that most qualified players even exist. The family told me that nothing was happening on the recruiting front. They were intimidated on how to start the process. You can relate to that. You know, how to get it going, the fear of the unknown, that can really hold you back. But I worked with them on that step-by-step plan. It gave them great results. And once they took the first steps, they said the wheels started turning. They said the effort paid off. Eventually, their son got a scholarship at his first choice school. The wheels started turning. They took the first steps, and that's what we're talking about, getting on the radar, and here's how it happens. Plain and simple, you got to promote yourself. You know that whole thing about promoting and marketing, and you may be turned off to that, but that's just the way it is these days. You got to do it. It's foundational in this whole process of getting on the radar, that first step of getting in the recruiting funnel. If you don't believe this, then stop the video, stop the podcast, and forget about pursuing a scholarship. You've got to promote yourself. You got to get in the pool. You got to get in the funnel. Getting into the funnel means you jump in. Coaches aren't just going to find you. That's a fallacy. That's a myth. First thing you need to do in this whole process of promoting yourself, you got to have somebody to promote yourself to. You got to have some coaches. You got to have some schools. Build a list of schools. So that's what you got to do. I'm thinking 40 to 45 schools is what I recommend to get in the funnel. I got an email from a dad that said that he sent out introductory packets, and we're going to be talking about those packets in just a moment, to 70 schools, all ranges, D1 to D3. They heard from 30 schools. That's fantastic. You start wide with your writing to schools and coaches, and it's going to narrow down less than 50% response here, but they got 30 schools interested in them. He went on to say a Georgia school was most interested, and his son went there. Didn't happen overnight. It was a process, but this was the beginning about getting on the radar. You build the list of schools, and what do you do with it? And by the way, I suggest going out, going to a coffee shop, bringing your laptop, your iPad, and start doing some research on schools while you're out there. Talk also about what your expectations are, athlete, and then parent, what your expectations are. So you want to match those. You want to have an understanding before you start the process, or you're going to have some conflict along the way. This is an arduous, difficult process at times, but you can handle it. Got to be on the same page when you get started. Here's what you want to do. We talked about the introductory packet. That is the first thing you want to put together. It's an introductory email. This is not an email where you are telling coaches everything you about yourself. This is a handshake. This is you reaching out your hand, athlete, shaking the coach's hand and say, "Hi, I'm John Fugler. I play baseball, and I really would like to compete on your team." You don't say it just like that, but it's informal. It's personal. The email is directed to each coach by name. Yes, you have a template, so to speak, that you're using, but address the coach and the school by name. Be as personal as you can. This email is 4 or 5 paragraphs. That's all. Remember, it is an introductory email that's part of your introductory packet. You just want to introduce yourself and share a few highlights of your athletic career thus far. Along with that email in this package is your resume, or we call a player profile in some cases. If you go to my website, recruitme.com, you'll be able to get a template for a player profile absolutely free. It's a part of the recruiting power pack at recruitme.com, recruit-me.com. That tells you exactly what you need to do to fill out that template, your resume. Once again, you're not telling the coaches everything. You got to leave something for conversation in the future, but you want to hit on the high points. These are two pieces that will get you in the door, that will get you in the funnel of some coaches, not all coaches. So that's the first thing you want to do. You want to get on the radar. Send that packet out to coaches, the email along with the player profile. You can send it by mail too. Not many people using mail these days. If you want to stand out, if you want to do something different, then go ahead and do it by mail, and you will get noticed a little bit more. So the second step now, as you're in the recruiting funnel, I want to talk to you about becoming a bigger blip on the radar. We got about 10 minutes to go on this, so I'm going to have to really move along. Becoming a bigger blip on the radar. Just because you get noticed by a coach does not mean that you're going to stay on their radar. They have an interest in you. They see your player profile. They look at your picture. They see some of your stats. They read your email, and they're saying, "Hey, this kid could be a prospect for my team a couple years from now." And they will respond back to you. That's a good sign. The family I referred to earlier was 75 packet, sent out 30 responses. They were thrilled, and I was thrilled for them too. You gotta get a lot of coaches in your pool, and those others, some aren't going to respond, some will. But when they do respond, that's fantastic. There's a kid from New York that I helped with his introductory packet, and we talked about his package and worked with him on it. And as a result, his dad was so excited about what happened that he emailed me within a week and said that in less than a week, two coaches from D1 schools had already contacted his son's high school coach to check up on him. Activity was happening because he did his introductory packet right, got a response, and then what's next? To stay on the radar, the coaches are going to ask you to complete the questionnaire. They've all got online questionnaires. You can go in there and just start filling them out school by school. I don't recommend that. I want you to stand out. I want you to do something different. Don't be just one of those average recruited athletes. You want to stand out so the coach knows you as a person. So what I ask you to do is produce your own questionnaire, a master questionnaire, one that covers almost everything all those questionnaires online cover. Most of them are alike. There are some differences, different information they're asking for, but 95% of the information is pretty standard. You complete one that is your own, personalized. When a coach asks you to go fill out the form online, I encourage you to send the questionnaire to him or her. Why? Because it will take you a long time, one by one, filling out perhaps dozens of questionnaires. It'll take you forever. And as I mentioned, it's going to pare down. Not every coach is going to respond back to you. When you fill out the questionnaire, you may not have a response from a lot of those coaches. The numbers go down every step of the way till you settle in at some point. And these first two steps, when you send out your intro packet and when you complete the questionnaire, that's an elimination period. And it's going to come a little more clearly as to which schools are really interested in you. Send the intro packet. And then when they ask you to complete the questionnaire, you send them your master questionnaire. I work through that in the Recruit Me system. But that you can go online and look at what coaches are asking for in different schools and build your model, your master questionnaire from that, and then send that off to them. If they are truly interested, then they will respond back to you and insist that you go online and complete their online questionnaire. And I do that. Go ahead and do that. You're narrowing it down. They're narrowing it down for you, and that coach is showing an additional bit of interest for you. I want to welcome those who are on Facebook Live right now joining me. I appreciate that, and we're walking through the recruiting funnel in 15 minutes, and I've got about 7 minutes to go. We're taking you A to Z in the whole recruiting process, from prospect to scholarship, and we've covered the first two elements. We're also recording our podcast, episode number 122, the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. You can go there and listen to this entire thing. Now, the third step I want to talk to you about is having your own radar. So coaches have you on their radar. Well, you want to have coaches on your radar. This is a two-way street. There are a couple tricks that you want to use as you do this. One is you want to respond to all calls, letters, and emails. If you want to stay on a coach's radar, if you want to have your own radar, then what you need to do is respond to all calls, letters, and emails to keep that flow going. But the key to this, the key to having your own radar, is keeping track of all the communications. So if you're responding to all the communications, you got a lot of things going back and forth, and it's tough to remember it all. You can't remember it all. You're not expected to. You're mixing up coaches with schools, and if you do that, then you're in trouble on a phone conversation if you think this coach is from a different school than he or she really is. That could be embarrassing, and that could really shut down your recruiting process. So you want to track your communication, and what I do is I recommend that you have a grid. It could be an Excel spreadsheet that you have every school, every coach that you're working with, and you document the latest communication from them, and you have a history as you move along. You can print this out and complete it by hand, update it by hand, then bring it back in and make that the updates on digitally as well, and reprint every couple weeks or so. But it's really important that you track all the communication. You need to know, they need to know you know what's going on, and you need to know that you know what's going on. You have confidence when you're talking with coaches or you have emails going back and forth. Have your own radar, track your communication, know which coaches, which schools that you're working with. Another step is you work your way through the funnel. Coaches are going to ask for video. I don't recommend you send it out right away with your intro packet, but coaches are going to ask for video. And I say this is 3D radar. We're all talking about radar from prospect to scholarship. Your video is extremely important, and at the right time you present that to coaches. I say it's 3D because they have read about you, they've heard from you, now they want to see you. They're not going to come out and see you in most cases. That's why video is so important. Couple points on video. By the way, on my website, as part of the Recruiting Power Pack, another free resource for you is how and when to use video. It's an audio that I recorded that is available there. You'll be able to download it within the recruiting, the freebie there on my website. So go get it at recruitme.com. But a couple quick notes about this. You don't have to hire anybody, hire out on this. You don't need to make this look like a slick production. The coaches see past that. They want to see you, athlete. They want to see a video that clearly represents your talents and your abilities. That is key. Above all, they're going to turn the volume down. They don't care whether you got great music, great cutaways, great slides and pictures and graphics and all that. That's not it. The coaches really want to see you in action. So you want to have close-ups of you in action. You want to have pulling back so you can see the entire, if it's a say a soccer game, football game, entire field where you follow the athlete. The video follows the athlete. Go through it that way so the coach can see you compete in context. Of course, there are some sports where you're not going to be able to do that, individual sports, but that's an important thing. They want to see you close up, clearly. They want to see you in context, clearly. And they want to see you in game as if they were sitting there at your game or competition. So you want running footage of an entire quarter or an entire half or three or four innings. They want to watch you, athlete, in context of the game. Running out of time here as we go through the recruiting funnel. I do want to let you know that the new Recruit Me system just launched a few weeks ago, and it is available for you. It's like Recruit Me 3.0, I'm starting to call it, because it's 3-in-1. And what we're doing is we're using audio, video, and digital to walk you step-by-step through the process to an athletic scholarship, to walk you through this funnel in detail so you come out on the other side with scholarship offers. Now, I encourage you to go to my website, recruitme.com/system, to find out more about the new Recruit Me system, Recruit Me 3.0. It's fantastic, and it's very inexpensive, and I want to make sure that I help you save time and money and do it right and come through this a successful family. So check it out, recruitme.com. Last couple minutes here, talking about staying on the radar. You want to stay on the radar, and this is key. As I mentioned earlier, you can't just find yourself on the radar and you'll automatically forever be there and the coach will recruit you for a couple years. No, you got to stay on the radar. Here's how you do it. You send updates to coaches, you attend camps, you attend showcases. Be careful about the last two. You could really spend too much money doing that. Got to be selective about camps and showcases. But after every season, after every test score that comes in, ACT, SAT, send those to coaches. Keep it up. Keep communicating with the coaches. That's very, very important. Then finally, making your school choice. This is the last step. As you walk through this process, you will have more than one choice. And it should come down to one that is the best fit for you, more than just athletically, but academically, college life, size of school, distance from home, all of that, level of competition needs to be a good fit for you. You make your school choice. I recommend you put a scorecard together, what I've called a report card. I've got this in the Recruit Me system where you're taking every one of these schools and programs and you're evaluating it based on about 7 or 8 different factors. Financial is just part of it. And those are a couple of the factors, but there are other things included as you're working this out for the school that's the best fit. You take this and you rate each school under these 7 or 8 categories and you come out with an overall score. And it'll surprise you. You're not just operating on feeling, but you're operating on fact. You got both of those elements in there, and you can see which are the front-running schools that you want to sign with. So that's the final school choice. I know we went quickly through this, 15 minutes, the recruiting funnel in 15 minutes. If you want more information, go to my website, recruitme.com/system, and you'll get it there. If you have a question for me, send it to me, John, J-O-N, at recruit-me.com. I'd love to be able to answer your questions as well. Hope this helps. Go back to past episodes of the podcast and episodes 114 through 120, and you will hear in detail about each of these pieces of the recruiting funnel. I know I went a little over 15 minutes, but it's better than sitting through 2 hours, isn't it? Short and to the point. Facebook Live will be I'll be having the recording on my Facebook page for a couple weeks as well, so you can go watch it there. Until then, we'll talk to you next week, and wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.